Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good day, listeners. This is Sasha, your trusty tour guide through the bustling streets and hidden gems of our beloved city. Welcome back to the fourth episode of London Asked and Answered. I'm here to make your London experience as rich as a plate of fish and chips, minus the calories, of course. Get ready, dear listeners, because today we are boarding our time machine. First up, Madame Tussauds. We'll rub shoulders, metaphorical of course, with legends from history and modern celebrities. Next, we step into the serene world of Regent's Park. Ever wondered what to do in this vast expanse of green in the heart of the city? Wonder no more. We'll sniff out the roses, chase the squirrels, and perhaps even spot a unicorn or two. But wait, the game is at foot. We are hot on the heels of the legendary Sherlock Holmes as we explore the mysteries of the Sherlock Holmes Museum. Deerstalkers are optional, but a flair for detective work is a must. Just when you thought things couldn't get any more interesting, we leap from Baker Street to Gotham City, at Park Row, the DC Universe-themed restaurant. Imagine munching on your entree as a bat signal lights up the sky. Who knew that food and superheroes made such a delicious combo? Of course, what's a London adventure without answering your burning questions? I ponder when exactly you should pay the king a visit at Buckingham Palace, dive into the art of securing your hotel room, guide you through the rules of bringing controlled medicines to the UK, and chat about cycling around town. So, buckle up, folks, we are about to hit warp speed on this fun London adventure. Get ready for an exhilarating experience like no other as you step into the enchanting world of Madame Tussauds London. Brace yourself to come face to face with an array of iconic figures from around the globe. From dazzling musicians to captivating film stars, regal royalty to legendary sports icons, the star-studded venue promises an extraordinary encounter with the creme de la creme of the celebrity realm. Prepare to be amazed as you explore three fascinating floors and immerse yourself in eight captivating zones, boasting over 150 exquisitely crafted wax figures, each capturing the essence of their real-life counterparts in awe-inspiring detail. A kaleidoscope of celebrities greets you with open arms as you pass through the grand entrance. Unleash your inner diva and strike a pose with the incomparable Queen Bee, the electrifying Lady Gaga, and a host of other music legends in the vibrant music zone. Feel the rhythm pulsating through your veins as you share the spotlight with these iconic stars, creating cherished memories that will last a lifetime. Seeking an out-of-the-world adventure? Look no further than the phenomenal Star Wars section, collaboration between Madame Tussauds London, Disney and Lucasfilm. You'll find yourself amid the Star Wars saga, surrounded by uncanny wax figures that bring your favorite heroes and villains from episodes 1 to 9 to life. Join forces with Luke Skywalker, duel with Darth Vader, or plot alongside Princess Leia as you explore the intergalactic universe filled with wonder and excitement. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. Oh no, prepare to be transformed into a hero or villain as you enter the thrilling Marvel Universe 4D movie. Brace yourself for an immersive cinematic experience that will leave you on the edge of your seat. Feel the rush of wind through your hair, the splash of water on your face, and the reflective flinch as you encounter mind-blowing special effects that transport you into an epic battle against the mischievous Loki. Join forces with Captain Marvel, unleash your inner godliness with Thor, channel your inner panther with Black Panther, swinging into action with Spider-Man, or shrink down with Ant-Man and the Wasp. In this thrilling adventure, the world's fate rests in your hands. For those with a taste for the macabre, prepare to venture into the chilling chamber of horrors. Initially introduced in 1818 by the renowned Marie Tussaud herself, the spine-tingling exhibit shines a haunting light on some of London's most infamous criminals. Brace yourself as you step uncomfortably close to the scenes of their heinous crimes, surrounded by historical artifacts that bear witness to the city's darkest moments. Dare to uncover the secrets of Jack the Ripper and the notorious Kray twins as you explore the sinister underworld of crime and mystery. Feeling regal? Indulge your inner king or queen as you enter the magnificent royal zone. Experience the pomp and pageantry of British royalty as you rub shoulders with the most famous family in the world. Take a seat on the throne, adorn yourself with the crown, and let your imagination run wild as you bask in the splendor of this majestic exhibit. And if you crave an extra dose of glitz and glamour, don't miss the dazzling awards party. Step onto the red carpet, pose for the paparazzi, and revel in the spotlight as you become an A-list celebrity for a day. Afterwards, get ready to party like a rock star at the most sizzling after party in town, where you can mingle with your favorite stars and create memories that will envy all of your friends. Madame Tussauds has earned its reputation as a must-visit attraction for visitors from far and wide. Reviews constantly praise the museum for its interactive and entertaining exhibits, appealing to individuals of all ages. Whether you're a history buff, a movie fanatic, a music lover, or simply seeking a day of fun-filled adventure, Madame Tussauds offers something for everyone. To enhance your experience and make your visit truly unforgettable, consider upgrading to a fast-track ticket. With this exclusive pass, you gain access to a dedicated entrance, bypassing the queues and diving headfirst into the excitement. Get up close and personal with your favorite celebrities even faster, ensuring maximum enjoyment throughout your visit. Ready to embark on a magical journey through enchanting world of Madame Tussauds London? Then don't miss out on their latest offer, a remarkable opportunity to save up to £22 per person. For the incredible price of just £25, you can explore Madame Tussauds London from Monday to Thursdays and revel in the wonders that await you. This extraordinary discount is calculated based on the maximum on the day price and is exclusively available from June 19th to July 15th, 2023. Take advantage of this incredible offer and book today as you prepare to enter a realm of fame, adventure and sheer excitement. The link to get tickets you'll find in the show notes. Madame Tussauds opens its doors to visitors at different times during the week. The museum operates from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. from Monday to Friday. At the same time, on weekends, it opens earlier at 9 a.m. and closes later at 6 p.m. Yet these hours can vary on public holidays like Christmas and New Year's Eve. Therefore, it's recommended to check the official website if you're planning to visit on a particular day. This way you can ensure you have the most accurate information and you can plan your visit accordingly. So have fun at Madame Tussauds. Located in the heart of the bustling London, Regent's Park is a verdant oasis offering visitors many attractions that appeal to diverse tastes and interests. Whether you are a culture vulture, a nature enthusiast, an adventure seeker, or a history buff, you find something captivating within the park's expansive grounds. Let's set the stage with the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, Britain's largest permanent outdoor theatre. This enchanting venue nestled amongst the thick greenery of the park dates back to 1932 and has since been a cherished cultural landmark in London. The theatre has a remarkable calendar of events from May to September of each year. It hosts many performances from soul-stirring Shakespearean tragedies to toe-tipping West End musicals. Watching a performance under the starry London sky surrounded by the lush foliage of Regent's Park is an experience that resonates with both locals and tourists alike. Next on our itinerary is Primrose Hill, one of London's best free viewpoints. Sitting 63 meters above sea level on the northern edge of Regent's Park, it offers a stunning panorama of the city skyline. Imagine sprawling on the lush green grass, having a picnic with loved ones, or sipping al fresco evening drinks as the setting sun bathes London in a warm golden hue. Primrose Hill is not just a viewpoint, it's a vantage point for creating unforgettable memories. A stone's throw away from Primrose Hill on the northern fringe of the park lies ZSL London Zoo. As the world's oldest scientific zoo, it opens its doors for scientific study in 1828 and now houses nearly 20,000 animals spanning over 700 species. The zoo offers a unique glimpse into the animal kingdom from the majestic lions and giraffes to fascinating Galapagos giant tortoises and humble penguins. It is an ideal destination for families offering both education and entertainment. It equally appeals to animal lovers and casual visitors looking for a fun day in the capital. Within the park's inner circle, you find the charming Queen Mary's Garden. This fragrant haven is home to London's most extensive collection of roses, boasting approximately 12,000 roses across 85 beds. And that's not all. The garden also houses stunning delphiniums and over 9,000 begonias. Named after the wife of King George V, Queen Mary's Garden is an oasis of beautiful colors and smells. As you explore the garden, you find stunning palette of roses of every conceivable variety and color. Don't forget to bring your camera. Those blooms are irresistible photogenic. Our journey continues to the Victorian-style Avenue Garden, located near Boardwalk in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. As you stroll down the central promenade, you'll be transported to an era surrounded by ornamental planting beds, evergreen hedges, and tiered fountains. The Avenue Gardens, dating back to the 1800s, are reminiscent of the private gardens of an English stately manor. The lion tether, a large circle stone flower ball supported by four winged stone lions, stands at the centerpiece, adding to the garden's grandeur. The rich history and meticulously maintained greenery makes the Avenue Gardens a must-visit spot in Regent's Park. Further down the boardwalk, you'll encounter the Ready Money Drinking Fountain, one of the largest drinking fountains in London. This grade 2-listed structure, crafted from granite and marble, adds a touch of Gothic majesty to the park. The fountain dates back to 1869, a gift from Sir Kovasi Redmoney, a wealthy Parsi from Bombay. He donated the fountain as a token of gratitude to the English people for protecting the Parsis during British rule in India. Although the fountain no longer runs with water, it remains a cherished landmark in Regent's Park, speaking volumes about its rich past. Venture to the park's western edge and find Regent's Park Boating Lake. You can hire rowing boats and paddlers from the boathouse from late March to the end of October. Nestled next to the large lake is a smaller one, perfect for children who wish to paddle around during the school holidays. Whether you're planning a romantic date, a summer activity with friends, or a day out with the family, exploring Regent's Park from the water offers a refreshing perspective. It's an activity that always satisfies, regardless of age and interest. If you're a fan of water sports or simply looking for a bit of adventure, head to the Regent's Canal. The scenic waterway stretches across the northern edge of Regent's Park, originating from Little Venice in the west, then heading northeast to Camden Lock. You can hire a kayak or a paddle boat and traverse on the tranquil waters of the canal, taking in the picturesque views of the park and beyond. Alternatively, enjoy a leisurely stroll along the canal's banks, soaking in the scenes, atmosphere, and the beautiful surroundings. The area surrounding Regent's Park is brimming with fascinating attractions that promise to deliver a blend of cultural enrichment, natural beauty, historical insights, and recreational fun. Each of these spots has its unique charm, contributing to the distinct appeal of Regent's Park. So, whether you're a first-time visitor or a seasoned Londoner, take the time to explore these gems. You may discover a new favorite spot in the city's verdant heart. The Sherlock Holmes Museum is a popular attraction located on Baker Street in London, near Regent's Park. It is the world's first museum dedicated to the legendary fictional detective Sherlock Holmes, created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The privately run museum opened in 1990 and is situated in a Georgian townhouse built in 1815. Bearing the number 221B, the famous address in the Sherlock Holmes stories. The museum location, a Georgian townhouse dating back to 1815, was formerly used as a boarding house from 1860 to 1936. It now serves as a tribute to the world of Sherlock Holmes, replicating the Victorian era during which the stories were set. The museum features a range of exhibits that include items from several different adaptations of Sherlock Holmes and recreations of scenes from the 1984 Granada television series. It covers the period from 1881 to 1904, when the stories describe Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson residing there as tenants of Mrs. Hudson. Interestingly, the museum was involved in a dispute over the address 221B with the nearby Abbey National Building. Since the 1930s, the Royal Mail had been delivering mail to Sherlock Holmes to the Abbey National Bank. The museum argued that it should receive such mail since it was the most appropriate organization to respond to it. The issue was resolved in 2002 when the Abbey National vacated its headquarters and the mail is currently delivered to the museum. The museum existence has
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Been subject to controversy. Jean Conan Doyle, the daughter of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, expressed a lack of enthusiasm for the museum. She was against the idea of suggesting that her father's creation as a natural person. Despite her reservations, she supported the Sherlock Holmes Museum in Switzerland by attending its opening in 1991. However, she declined the offer to create a room in the London Museum dedicated to her father. Visiting the museum offers a unique experience. A traditional London bobby in uniform greets visitors at the door, and knowledgeable guides in period costumes guide them through the rooms. The museum recreates the gaslit world of London's iconic detective, complete with authentic Victorian furniture and curiosities and a collection of items belonging to Sherlock, his friends and adversaries. In addition to the museum exhibits, the Sherlock Holmes Museum boasts the world's largest collection of gifts and memorabilia. Visitors can browse a range of unique and exclusive Sherlock-related items in the gift shop, including handcrafted deerstalker heads made in England, puzzles, beautiful bound books, and much more. The museum is open 7 days a week from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are priced at £16 for adults, £14 for concessions, and £11 for children under 16. Unleashing the superheroes onto your plate. Park Row, a thrilling new addition to London's restaurant scene, is the city's first DC-inspired dining experience. This exciting venture, a collaboration between Warner Bros. Consumer Products and DC, aims to redefine themed dining, elevating it from what they term theatrical gastronomy. Stepping into Park Row, you are not just entering a restaurant. You are stepping off the streets of Soho and into the heart of Gotham City, located within a beautiful decorated Grade 2 Art Deco venue. Park Row immerses guests in the world of DC, from its ambience to its menu. But don't expect to see costumed characters running around. This experience is all about subtlety and sophistication, with over 50 Easter eggs and nods to DC comic lore scattered throughout the venue. But who are the masterminds behind this venture? Park Row is a brainchild of the Wonderland Restaurant Group, run by James Ballmer and Mark Garston, both former affiliates of Heston Blumenthal's Michelin-starred Fat Duck. They've brought in top-tier talent to craft the food, including Carl Odell, formerly of Michelin-starred Texture, and Kim Woodward of 100 Wardour and the Savoy Grill fame. The showstopper of the experience is the Monarch Theatre, an incredible space that pays homage to some of DC's universe's most iconic heroes and villains. This is where diners embark on a gastronomic journey like no other. With a £195 tasting menu served over the course of 3 hours, the food blends inventive presentation with familiar luxury signifiers such as value and truffle, and scallop with oyster and caviar. The highlight? Edible jewelry that isn't just gold leaf. Beyond the Monarch Theatre, Park Row expands into 4 additional spaces. A Gotham City-inspired speakeasy, a modern European restaurant dubbed the Rogues Gallery, Pennyworth's bar named for Bruce Wayne's loyal butler, and the Penguin's Iceberg Lounge, which promises a focus on live music and entertainment. So what's the word on the street about the superheroic dining experience? Critics have called Park Row the most exciting new opening and the boldest restaurant concept London has ever seen. The food and the technical wizardry in the Monarch are reportedly hugely impressive. It might sound gimmicky, but diners are promised a treat, a dining experience that's classy yet far from stuffy. So if you want to take a look at Park Row and visit it yourself, it's situated at 77 Brewer Street in the vibrant neighborhood of Soho. Park Row is open from Monday to Thursday 5 p.m. to 12 p.m, Friday from 12 p.m. to 1 a.m, Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m, and Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m, welcoming patrons to indulge in an immersive dining experience throughout the week. For those planning a visit, the nearest tube station is Piccadilly Circus. Several bus lines also pass near the area, including 14, 19, 38, 453, 6 and 88, making it easily accessible from various parts of the city. So immerse yourself into Gotham City and enjoy a great night out at Park Row. And now it's time for your questions. Alan from Los Angeles asked, what is the best day to visit Buckingham Palace? The best day to visit Buckingham Palace depends on the season and your personal preferences, Ellen. During summer from Friday, July 14th to Sunday, September 24th of this year, the staterooms are open to visitors for 10 weeks. However, they are closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The opening times are as follows. From July 14th to August 31st, the palace is open from 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. with the last admission at 5:15. From September 1st to September 24th, the palace is open from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with the last admission at 4:15. Exclusive guided tours might also become available on selected dates like the one from last November to May of this year. These tours were offered on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays, and each tour lasted around 90 minutes. Keep a watchful eye on londonask.com or sign up for my newsletter and be the first to know when the palace is offering exclusive guided tours again. Since Buckingham Palace is such a unique visit, which is only available for a few weeks in the year, there is not really the best day to visit Buckingham Palace. Except for Tuesdays and Wednesdays when they are closed, you can enjoy the glorious palace. During summer, you have the full flexibility to visit any time between 9:30 and 7:30. During winter and spring, you maybe can opt for an exclusive guided tour. But keep in mind that the opening of Buckingham Palace is not guaranteed or very limited during winter and spring. Rashid from Delhi asks, our flight is booked and we are coming to London in December at 10 a.m. and returning flight on January 1st, 2024. To book a hotel room, do I need to book from December 22nd to December 31st or January 1st? The check-in, check-out policy confuses me. Can you please explain? Of course, Rashid. In most hotels, the booking dates are based on nights, not on days. When you book a hotel room, check-in is usually in the afternoon of the day when you're arriving, typically around 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. The check-out time is on the morning of the day you depart, typically around 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. In your case, you're landing on December 22nd and your return flight is on January 1st. Therefore, you should book your hotel from December 22nd to January 1st, which means your stay will include the night of December 31st. On December 22nd, after your arrival, you will check into your hotel, and on January 1st, you will check out of your hotel in the morning before your flight. Remember, the times can vary slightly depending on the hotel, so it's always a good idea to check the specific check-in and check-out times with your chosen hotel. Suppose your flight lands early in the morning or leaves late at night, in that case, some hotels can accommodate an early check-in or late check-out. But this often depends on availability and may involve additional fees. But have a wonderful Christmas time in London. Gloria from Fort Myers asks, I'm bummed out. I'm coming to London very soon and I was checking what I can bring. Valium is not allowed, so I can't bring diazepam. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling stressed out about this. It's important to carefully navigate the situations as they involve health and legal considerations, Gloria. Diazepam or Valium is a controlled substance in many countries, including the UK. It may be illegal or require special permission to bring it into the country. However, if you have a prescription for it, you may be able to bring it with you. The UK government provides guidance for visitors who need to bring medication with them. You may be allowed to bring controlled medication like diazepam into the UK if you can provide the necessary documentation. This typically includes a letter from your prescriber detailing the medicine, how much you'll be taking, and that it's for your personal use, and a copy of your prescription. You may also need to apply for a personal license to bring controlled medication into the UK, depending on how long your visit will be. You must check the UK government's official guidelines and potentially consult with a legal professional to ensure that you're complying with the law. Don't risk trying to bring the medication without the proper authorizations, as it could lead to severe consequences. Lastly, please consult with your healthcare provider. They may be able to suggest alternative medications that are legal to bring into the UK or other coping strategies to help manage your condition while you're traveling. Please consult a healthcare provider before making any changes to your medication. They can provide guidance based on your personal medical history and current health status. Remember, addressing this issue well before your trip is crucial to ensure you have time to get everything in order. For guidelines, go to gov.uk/traveling-control-drugs. You find the link also in the show notes. And Dottie from Amsterdam asks, hello, are rental bicycles readily available in London? Yes, rental bicycles are widely available in London. The city has a public bicycle hire scheme known as Santander Cycles, often referred to as Boris Bikes. Santander Cycles allows you to hire a bike for as little as £2. Go to any docking station with your bank card and touch the screen to get started. There's no need to book. Hire a bike, ride it where you like, and then return it to any docking station. Santander Cycles offers also an app you might want to download before you come into London. Moreover, many local bike shops in London offer daily or weekly bike rentals, including helmets and locks. This might be a good option if you're looking for a specific type of bike, like a road bike or a children's bike. Always follow local laws and regulations when cycling in London, including using bike lanes where available and following all traffic signals and signs. Cycling can be a fantastic way to see the city, but safety should always be your first priority. An important point you should consider. While cycling can be a great way to see London, it's essential to be aware of the potential risk, particularly for those unfamiliar with the city's traffic or not used to driving on the left side of the road, which is standard in the UK. London streets can be very busy, and navigating them on a bicycle can be challenging if you're not accustomed to it. For those reasons, especially if you are a visitor and not used to cycling in a large busy city like London, it may be a safer and more enjoyable experience to join a guided bicycle tour. These tours are led by experienced guides who know the city well, understand the traffic patterns, and can lead you along safer, less congested routes. Additionally, they can provide valuable insights about the places you see, enhancing your sightseeing experience. So, while bike rentals are readily available and can offer a unique perspective on the city, please always prioritize your safety and consider whether this mode of transportation aligns with your comfort and skill level in the urban cycling. Opting for a guided tour can be a great alternative if in doubt. You find a link to guided bicycle tours around London in the show notes. Alrighty, my lovely listeners, we've reached the end of our journey through the heart of London for today. You've navigated the celebrity-filled corridors of Madame Tussauds, basked in the tranquility of Regent's Park, and solved some mysteries at the Sherlock Holmes Museum, all while having a good laugh and learning a thing or two. I hope you found the answers to your questions as satisfying as a cup of tea on a foggy London morning. Now remember, dear listeners, the journey isn't a one-way street. I want to hear from you. Got a London-related conundrum? An amusing anecdote to share? A secret spot you've discovered? You can send me your questions on social media at LondonAsk or by email at hello@londonask.com. Or if you're feeling a bit old school, you can even shoot me a text via WhatsApp at 0044-7700-182299. I'm always excited to hear from you, even if your question is, why does London rain have a unique smell? If you love this roller coaster of an episode, show me some love, drop a review, smash that like button, and follow my podcast. Each like, comment, and share fuels my virtual London buzz for future adventures. And here's some exciting news. My travel guide, London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive guide to the Big Smoke, is now available as an ebook. That's right. All the tips, tricks, and insights you need to navigate London like a local are packed into one handy guide. And if you're a fan of flipping through pages, the paperback edition will be hitting the shelves on June 27th. You can snag your copy everywhere books are sold. That's right, even that quirky bookstore that also sells vintage records. That's all from me today, folks. I'm Sasha, your ever enthusiastic guide through the bustling streets of London. This has been London Ask and Answered, the podcast that tries to make your London trip as smooth as a ride as a tube during off-peak hours. Until next time, keep those questions coming, stay curious, and remember, when in London, don't just see the sights, live the experience. Until then, cheerio!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.